This is Sunday, April the 4th, 1993. We're gathered at the bookstore for a sort of a business meeting, and our friends from Arizona are here. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Just a little bit sorry that it works out quite so confused in that we didn't notify one sooner. It's been a long time since we've had a regular meeting. And for what I wanted to do when Callie was here, or is here, is begin to get you ones completely familiar with your jobs. I'll say before John gets here that there was a reason why I had her ask, where is John? Has to do with Commander Corton. I won't probably make an issue of this after John is here because he's very shy about it. I also would like for Eric to have been here because I want to begin to have Eric, who does not speak for but does receive the messages from Babaji. Note I did not say Satya Sai Baba. Satya Sai Baba is simply a person who has learned the higher methods and speaks for. So when Sai Baba says, oh, I don't need any speakers, he's absolutely correct. He doesn't. He's here to do a job, and that job is not in the United States of America. But there are a lot of followers of Babaji. Babaji simply meaning God. There are as many names for God as there are different sects of people speaking different languages. Callie is going to find that as she gets more and more involved in speaking, you're going to find you're going to be a lot more comfortable if you can find some comfortable darker glasses, because as you begin to speak before groups, especially strangers, you will find the eyelids will thin, the light will tend to cause you to want to come back and take over in your consciousness. Light can be damaging to your eyes when you are receiving, because you must know that there is only this very thin covering over your eyes themselves. And when you are speaking, you are watching a motion picture going by, so you are not having really any protection for those eyes. So if you are experiencing headaches, I would suggest that you begin to utilize some dark coverings for your eyes when you're sitting and visiting like this. I'm not going to let Rick off the hook any longer. Rick is Thomas. Thomas traveled with a master teacher through India, through the high Tibetan areas, following the hyped up crucifixion for many years. He knows that it's coming, and he knows that he can speak as easily as anyone up here. And if he feels uncomfortable doing so, I believe we demonstrated that Rick can go back with a little bit of help instantly.
Audrey just came in. No, Eric.
Well, Eric is a little bit reserved. He feels very, very strongly about Baba. And the teachings, you see, on a superficial level are unimportant. With one exception, if soul does not understand what is taking place and exchanges the ritual of some experience, some circumstance, I'm going to lay this on the altar here to be considered. All that does is focus the energy to that item. Or let us consider why talismans came into being in the first place. It's simply a way to focus. And we feel a bit remiss because this is not a closed meeting. We just didn't consider a meeting until late last evening. And yet I would not want to put our visitors, I don't know how to word it. I usually try to catch ones, but I don't want to embarrass anyone. And if I had said in the evening, you're going to have to get up here and speak, it would have been a long, hard night for them. We're just doing our job. And so that no one forgets who's the top banana here. I'm going to surprise you. I ultimately in this program will be the least important. And when I speak of the program, I speak of the mission. You will note that most of our writings for the paper now are a selected gathering of information. I'll talk about that just a little bit, but I know that you're all curious about Cali and Soltech and the geophysical changes. You had an earthquake last night that means a great deal. The one outside Parkfield. It's medium-sized, but with all the other things going on, remember all the hoopla about Parkfield and all of the influx of geologists. What do you think happened to them? Do they all just fly away or dissolve and go down the crack? What happens after a thing gets hype? All sorts of things. And we mustn't lose sight of our mission. And it's easy to lose sight of our mission when you get something like this. It says, you know, the western part of the United States is going to be gone. Do I make light of Gordon Michael Scallion? Absolutely not. I feel he is probably one of the more insightful persons given to see than just about anybody, but it's not quite that simple. Michael Gordon Scallion studies. And it isn't just visionaries. Cynthia, who travels with him, his part of, I don't know whether she's his wife or not. It doesn't matter. It's a little bit like Lau and Walter Russell. I have great respect for the one. I have no lesser respect for the other party. It's just that most of it that is uttered is BS. As to what you all need to know to make this transition, it's more than just a hard time of sorting part of the ones in this that are missing from this room have good reasons. Others are a little bit torn. And they think it's a business meeting, and it's not necessary that I go, and I don't know how I feel anyway. Ones are trying to find their balance in a period of time that is extremely difficult. When your own brother calls you bad names and goes forth, reason leaves. Reason leaves because I just cannot urge you enough to study very carefully what we have written on genetic structuring. It is the ultimate assault on mankind. It is the ultimate affrontal to God. And you're there. The science fiction movies are no longer science fiction. They're not even up to par of being real. It's worse than that. You have to ponder the overall and say, oh, well, down in Waco, what have we got down in Waco? We've got a bunch of confused people. One calling himself, quote, the Messiah, the returned teacher. That means Christian. Christian doesn't mean Christ-like in any sense of the word anyway. But we'll set that over here, and yet he bears almost a flag of Israel with a Davidian star. And he wants to do his dealings on Passover, which is a Jewish tradition, even though it was a Christian thing also. It is more appropriate to the Jewish religion. Blow that thing out, wouldn't you? They're not going to leave you alone. But it would tell you, through example, that you're not going to fight them. Your passage is not to fight. Your passage is to bring the word. Get a remnant through. That means that some of you have to get through, doesn't it? You're going to work within the laws, even if it appears you lose. You cannot buck the laws of the land, and you are now under the new state's constitution, which is nothing but a spin-off of the United Nations Charter. And how can you tell your level of integration or infiltration by that new order? One of the items in the new state's constitution is two vice presidents. How many do you think you have today?
Hillary and Al.
Right. You didn't think they would just announce suddenly on election eve that we are going to now vote for two. You get them in there first. You get them acting first. And whether or not she throws clock radios at him or not makes no whit of a difference. Doesn't matter how they're getting on. They have nothing to offer you. They are puppets. But they have placement. And what they will tell you is that they need two. Because you see, you should not be having your vice president and your president in these dangerous places at the same time. So they're reserving Hillary off here to the side. And they'll be coming through and telling you how wonderful it is that you have someone to cover during these times when the president needs to be away. Do you really think he's doing anything other than answering extortion claims from Yeltsin? the New World Order is in place. Nothing left but the killing. I don't want you to be amongst either the killing or the killee. Your job is not to let you off that easy. And yet when you think about it, you will see that you are safe. Of all the ones, you are safe because you do have a voice. Now it is heard. And when I make a statement, or Soltec makes a statement, or Corton makes a statement, and most especially Susananda makes a statement and says, we are not going to go to war and violence. That goes out across this nation and across this world. We are not violent. And that is your security. God does not win through punching someone in the nose. That is human earth foolishness. And there's no reason at all that you can't make it through very nicely if you're prepared. You haven't learned to not eat and a few things like that yet. We have new children coming in to assume their responsibilities at the proper time. Your speakers will gather when the time is appropriate. Until then, we function within this system, within this world, where it is the most convenient and we can do the best job and keep everyone out of integration enough so that we can keep you safe. There would be a real plum to take out these two speakers right here this day. So you have to use your own intelligence. You can look at what's coming down in your nation. And I'm speaking of these things because we have an audience out there who haven't had any tapes. All the while we've been fussing over this conspiracy against us and the property. You see, for all practical purposes, it looks like everybody's won except you. Sometimes you have to lose to win. And then when we win, we really win. And you'll stay alive. But you can watch what's happening in your nation. It isn't a matter of a few little riots coming up from the King trial. You can watch them orchestrating things that so many things will come off at once. Justice is not even considered as a part of the discussion. Did you know what happened with this so-called trial? You don't even put the guilty parties on the stand. Once again, political, legal manipulation. So you don't have justice. You have a structured play going on to create the environment to do what they plan to do already. That's bring you all under active, visible martial law. The fact that you've been under martial law since 1933 is beside the point. The fact that Los Angeles has been under martial law since it was called in the last riots just sort of eludes you. And they don't say much about that. And they squelch it when it's brought up. But the facts are, you're already under martial law. They are training harder in Sacramento with machine guns, automatic weaponry. They are training their police. with automatic weapons, pushing hard every day for this planned riot. They are training in New York for this planned riot that they expect to come as a result of the king situation. So you'll hear this very day that how interesting it is that California now is right on the median line. The whites are a minority. What does that mean? It means that the next thing they do, because it's Martin Luther King's death celebration, and I honor what Martin Luther King offered you people, do I honor his own activities, his own actions? No. He was a human, and he misused the power that he had. And he fell into the same traps that all the rest of you do. But what he offered from his heart for man to follow, I value. Truth is truth, regardless from where it comes. And yet, what do you have? You have black youngsters killing black youngsters, blaming the whites because they're told to do that. It's somehow the white man's fault that the Indians are devastated. It's somehow the white man's fault that the black man cannot go and feel free to shop in Neiman Marcus. Those are Khazarian stores. And they don't even want to be classified as white men. They are a superior race all of their own, you see. Well, they're all forgetting something. Souls have no color. Souls are light. And white, black, brown, red, yellow, or green is not going to make any difference. But the facts are that the minority groups, as you have accepted the minority groups to be, are at war with themselves. And they blame the white man. Are you going to change that? What do you think in your thinking mind, just sitting here, what are you going to do to change that? What are you going to do? A nice German mother comes to Florida to visit the United States as a tourist. And leaving the airport, she is taken from her car, beaten to death. That is today. What do you say about that? That is horrible. There are laws against that. Where are the police? Well, you don't like the police either, do you?
Yes.
Thank you. What's going to happen? You are going to be right there demanding, and yes is a very suitable answer, because you are going to be right there demanding that the police do their job and stop this. But the next step is total enforcement of the new rules, the new laws. So you have to face the fact that you cannot reverse it. It is going to have to fall all its way down before it can begin to grow back up. And I hear you ones crying out, I'm sick of this. I don't need to grow it back up. Well, by the time you get to growing it back up, it will look more feasible to you. It is the time of the greatest expression of God light ever on your place. Beyond all of those transitions that seem to be a terminus of some kind, you are experiencing in the greatest. Because this one means the planet will go or stay. And if it stays, it is not going to look like it does this day. Your nation's not going to look like this map here either. But it's going to be more similar to this map than the one you have. And remember, when ones get pretty egotistical and smug in their own receiving, you can count on the downfall and the bad information coming in. When we insist upon our copyrights, when we insist upon our honor, bow to me, I am the only right one, that is absolute and total nonsense. If you were the only right one, if Commander Ceres was the only right one, what a bunch of hogwash. There is one right one, and that's God. And he's pretty flexible. So in searching for your perfection, first of all, put aside your egotistical trip and allow the information to flow, and you'll be amazed at how bright you'll become. We don't need a lot of speakers because it becomes confusing. And I believe that you will be able to see that to the right and to the left go the speakers who've come before. I honor Scallion, but I see that he could fall. He could topple by his own light, if you will. Because as ones clamor for more and more and more information, the speaker tries to provide what it is you're demanding. And if that speaker is not cleared of God, he will start feeding wrong information. And there will be the slip that says, well, I believe at 3 o'clock on next Thursday, that's going to go. And he's done himself in. Everything then revolves around whether or not next Thursday at 3 happens. If it doesn't, he's got to think up reasons. If it does, he becomes a little guru in his own right, and they'll use him as a tool. And regardless of what truth there is, when one within your midst turns against you, it hurts. It hurts for quite a while. But it is the best mode of house cleaning that you can get. Well, let's throw stones, let us say, at America West or George Green. You wouldn't be here today if it were not for America West and George Green. George started at a tremendous disadvantage. And when they chose to leave, I sat right in this room with you and said it would be all but impossible. And you see what happens. The next thing you know, I am Hatton. He left Tehachapi. Does that endear this man to these ones like Bogrites who say, how many of you are there up there, oh brother? Just one. Just one. And God doesn't make mistakes. Everybody looks around and says, well, oh, well, then it must have really changed in Tehachapi. Anybody notice any change in Tehachapi? I know you'd like to. Some of those other wonderful things that are going to come through so that we can get our mission done, we're tired of waiting for.
Excuse me, Commander.